Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nothing says true love like contract negotiations. That's right. I know everybody probably just swooned when I said that.
Oh, got hot
and heavy. And that's what Hannah is dealing with right now because she went out on a date with some dude named Mark. They liked each other a lot, even made out at the end of the date, and continued to talk on the phone, trying to set up another date. And then she dropped her dating contract on him. Apparently, she wrote up a contract for dating her because she's been burned in the past. She emailed it over to him, and since then, he's kind of seemed not interested. So we're about to call him and find out if it is the dating contract that turned him off. You know, Hannah, you ever think about maybe he's got it with his lawyers right now, and they're reviewing it, and he's going to make a counterproposal?
I think that's taking it a little too far.
I think you need to realize, even if this one doesn't turn out, it is a very good lesson, since he's the first guy you've given this to maybe do a better job explaining how you're trying to be honest with your expectations beforehand so he doesn't take it the wrong way.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I honestly don't think it's anything past, you know, like what I would expect in a relationship. But
right.
I don't know. We'll see. That's why I have you guys to help me.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can do that. I'm going to dial this one right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Mark, please?
This is him.
Hey, Mark, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio program.
Showgram
on the radio in the morning on the radio show.
I don't really listen to the radio.
Yeah, don't blame you. Well, it's a radio show called Brook and Jubal in the Morning, and one of our listeners emailed us about you. That's why I'm calling you.
Somebody about me? Who is? I don't understand.
Good question.
Yeah,
I'm going to start with the who is first.
What, who,
okay?
When, where, why?
Hannah emailed us about you.
Hannah. Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are those good moans or bad moans?
I don't know. Yeah, it sounded pleasurable, but
Okay, I don't understand what's going on here.
I can tell.
It's okay.
And I'm starting to not understand either, and I've done this like a million times. She emailed us because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back, they can email us to get you on the phone and figure out what happened. And she says that you guys have been talking a lot. you met. You had a really cool first date. You made out. And you guys were talking a bunch and things were going great. And then all of a sudden, it seems like you're not interested. So she wants to know why.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Does that laugh mean that she should already know why you're not calling her back?
I would think that she would. It's so weird. She was cool. And yeah, we like made out at the end. So that was promising. But then like we're talking on the phone and she's like, just one little thing. I'm going to send you something. And she sends me this 3-page document of a contract, like a dating contract.
3 pages?
Oh,
it's a lot.
Long.
3 full pages of rules and conditions.
Rules and conditions?
Yeah, she told us that she sent that to you. I didn't realize that it was 3 pages long, though.
Yeah.
I thought it was someone that just said, hey, my name's Hannah. Please don't hurt me. Sign on the dotted line.
Love you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It was a whole list of things I had to do, like disclose crazy exes, asking if I had STDs. Hold on. I'm going to pull it up. It's still in my phone. Hold on.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Okay.
I want to know exactly what's in there.
While you pull it up, I feel like you should understand, like, from her side, she says that she was just trying to be honest and upfront with what her expectations for dating are because she hasn't been in the past and it hasn't turned out well.
I get that. Everybody's been burned. Hold on. Look at this. Okay. STDs. Disclose political beliefs.
Wow, that's tough.
I mean, I guess that's okay. She doesn't want to date somebody who doesn't align with her politically, so you guys aren't arguing about that all the time.
Right away.
Well, and usually that just happens organically. Like, you figure that out. Well, that's the point of dating, right? Like, that's probably why you were upset.
Yeah, But then it gets into like more behavioral stuff, like you have to text or call once a day to check in.
Okay, now we're getting...
That yeah, I can see deep. That would start to throw up some flags for me.
Uh-huh. That just made me go, ooh.
We've got 2 hours notice if you want to cancel a date.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's not a dentist appointment or something. Like, come on.
Yeah, but you guys are always getting mad at women who we can't tell what you want. You know what she wants.
I mean, that is true. You got it there in writing. Yeah. And if she ever tries to give you crap about something, you'll be like, no. I am completely within my contract. Yeah. I canceled the date, but it was with it. It was before 2 hours. Yeah. I'm good. You can't get mad about this.
This clause
could be nice, actually.
Honestly, if it was just those things, I would probably agree to it. But this list keeps going.
But there's worse things in it?
Here, how about this? When fighting, no silent treatment is allowed or any passive-aggressive behavior.
That's funny.
Dude, she's never going to be in a relationship with expectations like this.
And then below that, there's an amendment saying all disagreements must be fully discussed, even if we agree to disagree.
It sounds good, actually, but tiring. Yes. A lot of long conversations, I would imagine.
Exhausting.
Mm-hmm. So what line was it that really made you completely decide you weren't going to ever call her back again?
I can't choose one, but this one's definitely a bad one. Mandatory presence for Christmas, Valentine's, and all major anniversaries.
Well, duh.
Yeah, you should be doing that, but
mandatory.
Put that in writing.
Oh my God. Jeez. Poor thing.
Very detailed, though, Mark.
I mean, okay, you guys, it's a nuts thing that she did, really. But you liked her, and if she could like disregard this contract, would you still be interested in seeing her?
I don't know. Like, this thing.
I like how you guys are trying to pull any sort of positive out of it. There really isn't a way to do that.
I'm like, if there wasn't the huge, giant red flag, you'd still like her.
Excuse me, guys. I don't really understand what the problem is. I'm just trying to protect myself. I don't really see this as, like, a bad thing.
What? Who's that?
Oh, Mark, I forgot to tell you. That's Hannah. She's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you. That should have been in the contract. Sorry about that.
No.
Yeah. No, Mark, I honestly, like, I feel like, you know, having this communication was so important for, like, a relationship to, like, last. That way, you know, we're on the same page and you know what I want. Like, what is wrong with you agreeing to those things? Like, are you hiding something? That's, like, stuff that normal boyfriend relationships do.
Look, like, everybody has been hurt by somebody before, but this is not the way to handle it.
Well, most of those people didn't sign a contract beforehand, and that's probably why, Mark.
No, but this is really excessive. Like, we've been on one date, and now I'm supposed to sign a contract that puts me on the hook for a bunch of presents and, like, phone calls every day.
I mean, at least I didn't put, like, the amount of the present that you had to buy me, like, the price.
Oh, see, that's nice.
But you had an amount in mind, didn't you?
I mean, I like nice things. What girl doesn't? But, like, what I'm saying is I'm not crazy. Like, I think I'm being pretty reasonable. I've been totally 100% upfront with you. I feel like in a relationship, you want to know those things. So you know what I would like in a relationship now.
Yeah, but this is, like, all expectations. It takes the romance out of it that I'm contractually obligated to do these things with you.
Right.
Well, look, if you were, like, an actual stand-up guy, it wouldn't feel like a contractual obligation. Those would be, like, normal things that you would want to do.
Yeah, they would be, but now this is so weird. Like, I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah, it'd be weird if, like, President's Day is coming up. You're like, oh, where's that contract? I got to figure out if I need to get her a gift or something.
What happens if I break the contract? Like, you just bail?
That's a good question, too, yeah. What's the out on that contract, Hannah?
Well, I mean, it depends on what it is. Like, if you ghost me and don't talk to me for 4 or 5 days, then I might think about it because I want somebody who's going to be there and communicate with me and make me feel secure.
But you want someone to do that because they want to. You don't want them to do it because you made them. That's not a healthy relationship for you either. Like, this isn't a good way to start things.
I get what you're saying, but I really liked you. Like, we had a lot of fun, and you're charming, and you're smart. And honestly, Mark, like, that's why I gave this to you. Like, I've never done this before. I thought about taking this to the next level. So that's why I, you know, wanted to be prepared.
Mark, what do you think? Would you like to go on a second date with her? We'll pay for it. And maybe she can take back the contract stuff and you guys can talk it out a bit more.
Yeah. Would you do that, though? Would you take back the contract?
I mean, maybe we can delay the signing until, like, the third date.
Oh gosh.
Mark, what do you think?
Just out of curiosity, yeah, I would definitely go on another date.
Really?
But, like, I'm never going to sign a contract.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Like, if you want these things, we can talk about it. Like, we can just talk about it and come to a verbal agreement.
Contract
but, like,
negotiations.
I know. This is exciting.
Cool.
Oh, you guys.
I feel like I'm at the table with, like, some pro athletes and an agent.
Hannah, seriously, that is a big deal that he said yes. Yeah. I think that he's a stand-up guy without the contract.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. We'll leave the contract for now.
Yay!
Okay. I am happy we're going to go out again.
Awesome!
I do like you, but we got to talk about this last rule on the contract.
Which one?
If a breakup becomes necessary, it must be done face-to-face and not via text, phone, or FaceTime.
I'd rather have a text breakup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.